Dino!
Evening!
Young man, take your hand out of your pocket. You're not here to enjoy yourself. This is no time to count your money. Try it with the other hand. It feels like a stranger. Anyway, welcome once again to another evening live at the Fishops Balsam Bum Tree Club. Or as we laughingly call it, the convent. I've been here for 2 years and all I've had is none. Either that or it was a monk in drag. The name, in case you don't know, is Lee Sutton, DSM OBE. Dirty sex maniac on the bed with everybody. My friends all call me the coward because I take it lying down. My family call me Tivoli because Tivoli is spelt backwards means I love it. And that's the way the cookie crumbles. I'm so glad you could all come, because if you hadn't, I'd have been a right prat here all alone on my own. Looking around, I can see so many familiar faces and things. Would you cross your legs, sir? I'm trying to concentrate. If you can't cross them, at least don't point it in my direction. No, I can see friends, bifocals, homo slappians, ambidextrons, and those who haven't decided. Please hurry up and make your mind up. Over here we have the royal family. Not the royal family, but they have a lodger who is a queen. I also have relations here, if I'm lucky. And you notice all the pretty girls sit right up front just to make me look ugly. They don't have to use cement and a trowel, not even on their face. But my makeup is done by Hammer. That's not the studio, it's the tool. Anyway, it says here, turn over and smile at the audience. They must think I'm a bleeding acrobat. Actually, I must tell you that tonight, my recording manager, Mr. Robert Barrett, he came up into my dressing room. He said, I've come to discuss the new 12-inch. He said, I'm hoping to get it out in time for Christmas. I said, well, don't wrap it up fancy on my account. Actually, Christmas is my favourite time of the year. Do you know, last Christmas, I decorated my whole place with mistletoe from top to bottom. Honestly, I have never been kissed so much in all my life. Next Christmas, I'm going to try sage and onion. No, please. Please. Don't clap, just buy me brandy. I'm quite happy. Actually, I'm very sorry I'm late coming on tonight, but you can't always time it. Because, I've just come back from Littlehampton. And, no, my doctor sent me there for a rest. And I thought, with a name like Littlehampton, what else could you do, you know? When I arrived here tonight, that big chap at the door, you know, he said to me, you must be whacked. I said, well, if you insist. But I would like to dispel an ugly rumour that's been going round that I am stuck up. Well, I can assure you, I haven't been for ages. My trouble is that I'm short-sighted. I am, and I can't see anyone unless they're really on top of me. Excuse me. I've got a frog in my throat. It's better than a toad in the hole, they tell me. But if I'm not on form tonight, because it's due to the fact that I didn't get to sleep until after 5 this morning, and usually I only have 4, and I woke with such a jerk, and... But I was interviewed by the press recently, and they said to me, they said, is it true you used to be a cover girl? I said, yes. They said, magazines? I said, no, manholes. One paper recently wrote, they said, my act was fit for a king. Well, they didn't actually say that. They said, I perform like a queen. Oh, hello, the newlyweds have arrived. Lovely to see you up and about again. Tell me, if a light sleeper sleeps with a light on, does a hard sleeper sleep with a window open? We have a few news flashes for you. These are late news flashes. You missed the first one already. A sailor was in court charged with stealing a young man's wallet from his back pocket while waiting behind him in a bus queue. When asked if he didn't feel the sailor's fingers groping, the young man replied, of course I did, silly, but I didn't know he was after my money. The most unusual wedding ceremony took place in Miami last week when a young couple who are both keen skin divers were joined in holy wedlock on the seabed. The bride said afterwards, we first met going down at the same time. And when he kissed me for the first time, it was right on the bottom. It was really romantic, even though it was covered with jellyfish, fungus and crabs. 200 girls at a private school in Laswell admitted they were responsible for hoisting a pair of pink bloomers up their school flagpole as a protest against their school being closed down. Their headmistress, Miss Fortune, said, I deeply appreciate the girls' loyalty. I'm acting. But they should not have been so impulsive. At least they could have waited until I had taken them off. The man who jumped off the post office tower in London last week has been identified by Mr. Randy Cummings of Letchwood, father of 27 children. At the inquest, the coroner said, it is obvious this unfortunate gentleman has spent so much time on the nest, he thought he could fly. Married couples can now determine the sex of their babies before they are born. If you want a boy, you should eat meat. If you want a girl, you should eat vegetables. My parents must have been on a diet of fairy cakes. Farmer in Kent is rather worried because his chickens have swallowed elastic bands. One of them has laid the same egg 6 times. The police are having another arson probe in Portsmouth. They say there is more arson about in Portsmouth than... Let me finish. A queer pickpocket was arrested in Soho last night. He took the owner and left the wallet. An old lady of 105 was interviewed recently in Sussex. She said she had never had a doctor in her life. One cynical reporter said, do you mean to tell me, madam, that you have never been bedridden? And she said, yes, I've been table-edged as well, but you don't have to print it. So I went to the doctors. I did. I went to my doctors. I said, I haven't been feeling myself at all lately. He said, good, it shows your taste is improving. While I was there, I met one of my neighbours. She came up to me. She said, oh, she said, you must help me. What can I do? She said, my husband keeps beating me. My husband keeps beating me. What can I do? I said, you must learn to do it quicker. What a dizzy cow that one is. Honestly. Do you know she still thinks a bunk up is a coal bin on the roof? I said to her, I said, my kid's sister's just lost her virginity on the back seat of a bus in London. She said, oh, tell her to go to Baker Street. It might have been handed in. She said to me, did I tell you about my Jessie? She said, she won a beauty contest at a holiday camp. She said she was ever so nervous when she was first entered. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, a short while ago, I was very lucky. I passed my driving test. But sadly, I went wrong. I stalled at the lights. They kept on changing. I couldn't get started, not even with all my knowledge of mechanics. I know sod all about cars, but a lot about mechanics. I was still there 10 minutes later, and suddenly this policeman came up with a sense of humour. He said, what's the matter, dear? Haven't we got any colours you like? So on I went on my merry way, and I was stopped by this bloke with this huge, excuse me while I look at the script, rucksack on his back. He said to me, he said, I'm looking for a campsite. I said, look no further. Then I got this huge truck in front of me. And would he let me pass? Would he? He wouldn't. Finally, I caught up with him. And when I saw him, I gave him one of my special looks. He said to me, what do you think you're looking at? I said, I know what I'm looking at. I've never seen one driving a truck before. But you know what they say? It never rains but what it pours. And this week I've had one of those weeks, you know. I've lost my umbrella, my lighter and my ring. All in one week. I have. I'd love to know what happened to my umbrella and my lighter. Do you like the outfit I'm wearing? Yeah? Good. It's what I call my smoking dress. It's sort of a shag drag. I was lying in bed only this morning. I turned to the wife and I said, Harvey. I said, nudge Joe, wake him up. I said, and tell him to nudge Beulah. And tell her to nudge Ringo. And tell her to nudge Cliff and Janie. We were having what is known as a lazy chain. We're all too bleak and tired to do anything. And I said, ask her, whatever happened to Faye Ray? I've been dying to know for you, Faye. Do you remember Faye Ray? She was in King Kong. Mind you, the way she screamed, you'd have thought he was in her. Now, honestly, if I had my time over again, I would be an MP. I would love an all-night session in the House. I would, really, with the chief whip on the back bench. Meanwhile, I've been asked to announce tonight's raffle. The proceeds are all going to the old lady's home, so please give generously because I need the money. And such prizes, my life. Look at the choice you've got. Teapots, flower pots, jam pots, pepper pots, pistols. I have a request here from Butch, Chunky, Spike, Meatface, and Slasher, and all their friends at the Road Out Finishing School for Young Mysteries. Well, I'm ever so sorry, I can't do the Merry Widow or the Chocolate Soldier, because I do know my limitations. And two little boys are definitely out. Honestly, one of my fans said to me, only that you didn't know I had more than one fan, did you? One of my fans said to me only the other night, they said, nobody can touch you. I said, they can, but no bastard wants to. He said, I've heard that you work sort of tongue in cheek. I said, I'm a drag act, not a contortionist. Anyway, later on in the evening, I shall be doing other numbers from my other LPs, such as Serenades for Cattle Breeders or What a Load of Bullocks, on which I did lovely numbers such as Beat Me Daddy on the front side and You Always Hurt the One You Love on the other side. It was a scream. Actually, I've been asked recently about my film career, and people wanted to know how it was progressing. Well, I have done a few more sequels. I've done a sequel to The Lion in Winter, entitled Big Pussy is Frozen. I did a sequel to The Gay Divorce called The Camp Wedding. I did a sequel to Easy Rider called Hard Mount. I did a sequel to Morgan, a suitable case for treatment. It was called Sutton, an easy bag to handle. I did a sequel to Hang 'em High called Let 'em Dangle. I did a sequel to I Am Curious Yellow called I Was Inquisitive Brown. I did a sequel to Moon Over Miami called Sun Under Your Omi. Since then I progressed to the small screen and I did a sequel to A Man Called Ironside called A Bitch Named Copperbottom. And I did try to audition for Oliver because I thought I would have made a lovely Nancy. Do you know they told me I was too butch? That's my trouble, too butch for Nancy and too Nancy for butch. But I have done many shows since I've been living here in Portsmouth. One night, I remember, I was going to do this show. I walked up the gangplank and I was followed by this rear admiral. And, well, that's the only way to be followed, isn't it? And he said to me afterwards, he said, I've noticed, he said, you had no panties on under your miniskirt. I said, you don't put cotton wool in your ears when you're going to a concert. He said to me, I wonder, would you like to see my quarters? For a minute, I thought he was cutting it up, you know. Thought he might offer it round. Anyway, I went to his quarters, you know, and we had four concerts and one rehearsal. That's the same as a concert, only nobody comes. And from there, I did a cabaret at a nudist colony. Honestly, and when I got there, it was sports day. They were all limbering up. They were, honestly. There they were, all bending down, touching their toes as I arrived, you know. I thought they were skinheads with their teeth out. I went up to the bar to get some cigarettes, and they got this midget waiter behind the bar to make the drinks look bigger. And I said to him, I'd like a couple of highballs. He said, won't we all duck it? This fella walked up, he said, do you care for Dickens? I said, I've never been to one. I have a few fan letters here to answer. I didn't know they could write with them, but there you are. The first one is from I Have a Small Piece, Littlehampton. He says, can you tell me why worms don't have balls? Well, that's easy, they can't dance, can they? The second one is from Pansy Man, halfway in Effingham. She says, do you believe in sex before marriage? Not if it holds up the ceremony, darling. There's another one here from Tess Tickle, Balls Pond Road. She says, do you think it's right for good girls to go wrong? Certainly I do. Why should the bad ones have all the blatant fun? There's another one here from Rosie Buttocks, Windy Ridge. She says, dear Lee, I've been going with my boyfriend for 18 months. He'd never kissed me until last night. He kissed me for the first time and I felt something which felt like a bottle press into me. P.S. Do you think he is a secret drinker? Don't worry, darling, it's probably only 7 up. There's one here from Ivan Akaroff, Hanger Lane. Says, do you believe in capital punishment for women? No, I don't. Women should never be hung like men. There's one here from Adam All Cockfosters. He says, can you enlighten me as to why you dress like a woman? It must be something you have in you, I take it. No comment. There's one here from Seymour Dick's Hornsey Rise. He says, I wish I was the diamond ring you wear upon your hand, and every time you scratched your... I always thought it was spelled with a K. Every time you scratched your knee, I'd holler, ain't love getting that nice. There's one here from Poppy Tupper Welling. She says, dear Lee, my husband won't leave me alone. It's the same no matter what I'm doing. Before breakfast, before dinner, before supper, after supper. What can I do? P.S. Please excuse shaky writing. There's one here from Guy Saville. As I gazed into his dark brown eyes, he began to get it out. Then suddenly I felt it, and it almost made me shout. At first he was so gentle, then he became quite rough. But even though he made me sore, he really knew his stuff. He said, I think it's coming. But by then I didn't care. I knew that I could take it and the pain I'd have to bear. Oh, how much longer could it be? I almost lost control. Then sweet relief, the climax, when he said, spit in the bowl, or whatever. Actually, I am trying to lose weight. Honestly, I am. I've tried so hard. I've even taken up horse riding. I went to the stables this morning, my first visit. He said to me, do you want to ride side saddle or across? I said, who cares? It's as broad as it's long. I've even tried golf. I was on the links last week. There was this other fella there. Did you notice the way I said that other fella? He said to me, would you like to play a round with me? He said, I've got a very fast niblick. I said, well, you won't make a hole in one this morning, darling. But he did. I thought, well, I'll be bunkered. I'd like to sing you a lovely little song now that I had the pleasure of singing before the Queen was married. What a lovely wedding that was. She looked beautiful. And Prince Albert looked so handsome. At that time, I was engaged to an Eskimo. He was so cold, I broke it off. Honestly, he tried to sue me for breach of promise. I put it in the hands of my solicitors. Messrs. Hunt, Blunt, Shunt and Cunningham. Lovely fellows. They said it'd never stand up in court, but there you are. I got a new boyfriend now. Oh, he's so refined. Honestly, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he only swears when it slips out. And he's doing so well at his job, isn't he, Peg? He is. He's a crack salesman. And, now, I like to see someone getting on. I don't. They never let me watch. I'd like to do a little song entitled, she was only a magistrate's daughter, but she'd been tried on every bench. You don't get it, do you? No, you charge too much, you're like me. Anyway, I'm pleased to announce that very soon I shall be appearing in the new version in Jewish of The Sound of Music. It's called Oy Vey Maria. We're not having any nuns, we're having 200 rabbis. And what the hills are alive with is nobody's business. Anyway, I made history last week. I was best man at a wedding. Imagine what the others were like, can't you? It was one of these old-fashioned churches, you know, a quaint old-fashioned church in the country where they have all the cottages, you know. And he had a sign outside. It said, if you are tired of your life of sin, come inside. Underneath, somebody had written, if you're not, ring Ruby, Piccadilly 006. The vicar took one look at me. He said, I prayed for you last night. I said, silly boy, you should have phoned. But I didn't know what to give him for a wedding present. So I gave her a do-it-yourself kit. By the look of him, she'll have to. Do you know, my mum always said she didn't know what happiness was till she got married. And it was too bleeding late. But I went shopping this afternoon down the market, and for the ladies in the audience, I would like to tell you there is a lovely new bra on the market. You must get it. It's called Titivation. And it comes in three sizes, egg cup, tea cup, and my cup runneth over. I said to the chap, I said, how much are they? He said, 15 guineas. I thought I'd see him swing first. I just got back home and the doorbell rang. This woman said, we're collecting for the old lady's home, so I gave her grandma. And now, Cinderella rides again. She has more luck than I do. Meanwhile, back at the Latte, explain to the non round the horn, is it? The ugly sisters, Benzedrine and Dexedrine, are slapping up gutless. They are whopping on the polyfiller by the tongue, like the right hard pair of thespians they really are. For tonight, the prince is holding his one and only big ball. And they don't intend to miss it. After all, it only comes once a year. Off they go with their father, Squire Hardup. That name doesn't suit him a bit, because he's not really a hard man at all. In fact, he's as soft as chenille. They leave Cinders all alone in the kitchen, trying desperately to get the grease off her dish. with an old Brillo pad. She silently weeps into her chamber. She was always brought up to be neat and tidy. Suddenly, the fairy godmother comes on. But this time, she is all tarted up in the most fab gear you've ever varded. It looks like a first night at Danny LaRue's. You shall go to the ball, Cinders, she tells her. Whether you want to or not, you're going. In fact, you shall go to all the balls. The prince's ball, the fireman's ball, the policeman's ball, the tramp's ball. In fact, from now on, your life will be nothing but a load of banquets. When Cinders arrives at the palace, she is completely overcome with emotion. Everybody is on the floor screwing. Of course, nowadays we call it twisting. Soon she finds herself in the prince's arms doing the latest dance craze, the Grand National. Everybody gallops around the floor like mad things with a bit in the mouth until they're saddle sore, and then all outside on the grass for the big jump. Alas, the clock strikes midnight, right in the middle of their okey-cokey, and Cinders shoots off as though someone has shoved a lighted match up her kilt, dropping a little something on the way. The prince bends down and picks it up. It is one of her tough boots. Don't miss next week's thrilling episode. When the prince really tries it on. And Cinders wonders, will it be a tight fit? That's it.